Anarian by Gav Thorpe. Performed by Beth Chalmers and John Banks. The world had been torn asunder. Across the Isle of Ulthuan, the elves quailed in their towers, while the skies burned with purple and blue fire, and the fields and mountains heaved. Nightmare voices howled and bellowed, while leering faces tortured the dark clouds that swirled around the mountain peaks and snarled in the waves of the inner sea. The demons came in their thousands, a horde of baying, shrieking slaughter. Against such ferocity and spite, the elves had no defense. They fell to infernal blade and savage claw. Elder and babe, lord and lady, dragged screaming to their deaths by the minions of the Chaos Gods. The world seemed doomed to an eternity of torment. Out of the madness arose Anarian. He would not see his people destroyed, and so called upon the gods to deliver the elves from destruction. But the gods were silent. Anarian could see nothing but doom for the world, and so he offered himself to Azurian, Lord of the Gods. He strode into the eternal flame with oaths of sacrifice upon his lips. The flames burned bright, and Anarian was consumed. Yet the Elven Lord was spared the wrath of Azurian, and received the blessing of the gods. He emerged from the flames, engulfed by a fey light, and took up spear and bow to fight the demons. The elves proclaimed Anarian the Defender, the blessed Phoenix King of Azurian. And where he led, others followed. Where he fought, the demons were thrown back. Great were his victories, and many are the tales told elsewhere of the Phoenix King's battles. Mighty heroes rallied to Anarian's banner. Elves such as Calador the Dragon Tamer, greatest of the elven mages, and Eorlurin Anar, who first raised the Phoenix King's standard. Names forever entwined with the legend of the first Phoenix King. After much war, peace settled upon Ulthuan again. Anarian came to the court of the Everqueen Astariel, ruler of the elves from the time before Chaos. The two were wed and lived in happiness, bringing into the world their son Morellian and their daughter, Vrain. Yet legends are not born in times of prosperity and contentment, but are created in ages of woe and strife. The peace for which Anarian had fought so hard did not last forever. And so it was that the demons returned to ravage Ulthuan. This time, there was no surcease from the bloodshed. For more than a century, the demons assailed the Isle of the Elves. Anarian and his armies were ever hard-pressed, fighting many battles across Ulthuan. And thus it came to pass that at Caithrin Gorge, the future of the Elves would be changed forever.